This is the local VK5 news segment. This news item is presented on behalf of the VK5.au Forum Management Committee. The VK5.au Forum has been activated with the aim of furthering interactions between all radio clubs in South Australia and can be accessed using the URL https://www.vk5.au or simply vk5.au. This forum is not aligned or controlled by any specific club and is open to all licensed amateur radio operators or shortwave listeners. Simply go to the website and register. A follow-up email will be sent to you acknowledging your registration. The usage of the forum is monitored and misuse and or anti-social behaviour will not be accepted. Please get on board, have a look around and start contributing. The forum will only be as good as the information input to it. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark VK5QI for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Sunday the 26th of November is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale, with seller spots quickly running out. This event will be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. We've already got a few commercial vendors lined up, including Connect VK and QSL Comms, and door prizes donated by Tet Emtron. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings are open now, and we've only got a few car spots left, so email vk5arg@areg.org.au to make sure you reserve your spot. Also coming up in the AREG calendar, we've got our monthly fox hunt at 6:30 p.m. on Friday the 10th of November, and then our monthly meeting on Friday the 17th of November. At this meeting, we'll have a talk from Tim, VK5ZT, on optical communications, or light talkers. Tim will cover the hows and whys, some history, and what kind of equipment you need to get started in this part of the hobby. As usual, keep an eye on the AREG website, areg.org.au, for more information on these events closer towards the date. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As I informed you last week, the new VK3 RSW repeater is working better than expected. There are a couple of small niggles, which is to be expected from a new installation, but overall, this repeater will be a big asset to the southeast of South Australia and the western districts of Victoria. The Portland and Southwest Radio Group held a barbecue at the site at the same time as the final installation of the repeater, and a number of Surge members attended this, as well as visiting the repeater site. It was really good to catch up with some of our Victorian friends again and to put a face to the voices often heard on air. In particular, the Victorian ladies turned on a fabulous feast of cakes, slices and other delicious goodies that had many drooling for more. Now that that major project is pretty much up and running, we turn our focus to the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, which takes place on Friday the 10th, Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of November. We are somewhat handicapped in our preparation this year, as there is a major disc golf event on at the lakes the weekend before, and we cannot do any setup in the lower portion of the lakes before that event. We will still be ready on time though. If you enjoy motorsport and would be interested in helping with communications for possibly the best hill climb event in the country, please contact either Andrew, VK5KET, via email at vk5kiloechotango@wia.org.au. That's VK5KET@wia.org.au or Peter, VK5BE, on 0427 897 119. I'll repeat, 0427 897 119, or email vk5be@wia.org.au. Should you be willing to help, you will have free access and food plus a ringside spot for the whole event or whatever days that you can help out. Although we have enough video cameras for this year's event, there is a good chance that one or two may fail, and we are always on the lookout for spares. If you have an older video camera that is sitting in a cupboard, we would be very appreciative of any donations in order that we have enough spare for next year's event. We do not need any discs or tapes used for storage, just the camera, and it doesn't even matter if the camera no longer records. As long as it will show live video, we can use it. If you might be able to donate one, please contact Greg, VK5ZGY, via email at vk5zulugolfyankee@gmail.com. That's vk5zgy@gmail.com. As you listen to this, we'll be recovering, hopefully, after providing the communications for another car rally. The event was run to the west of Mount Gambier last night, with race control being situated at the Southeastern Automobile Club's track at Seayak Park, which is not far from McNamara Park Raceway, Mount Gambier's first-class motorcycle racing road racing circuit. Hopefully all went well and we all got home at a reasonable hour. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night's technical lecture was very well attended, with lots of visitors to see the presentation about free DMR and M17 by Tony, VK3JED, and Dale, VK5ZSH. Tony's presentation on the development of the various digital systems was produced in a PowerPoint slideshow, and that is available if you wish to watch it. So go on the computer and look up as follows: https://vkradio.com/2023-10-27-VK3JED-ROLP-DV.PPTX. So I hope you got all that. It's quite a long thing to put in. And Dale, VK5ZSH, had many items on display showing the equipment that you need to access the many digital radio modes. So many thanks both to Tony, VK3JED, and Dale, VK5ZSH, for this very informative lecture and demonstration. Well, that's all for this week, folks. I saw on the TV news the other day that there's a new strain of COVID getting around. So don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.